At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's never too late to barbecue or grill.
It's never too late. Never too late.
And listen, you can still grill when it's cold outside if you want to. It'd be crazy, but you can't. But guess what? You can get your product from Score One Smoking and Crisp. Barbecue rubs and sauces for days, and he'll cater in your area also. He lives in Holdridge, but he'll go anywhere.
He lives in Holdridge. He'll stop by if you take the Amtrak out there and meet you and pick you up and take you back to the farm.
At about 3 a.m.
At 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. And he'll have some food ready for you. And then the next day, he will do a small brisket class in the morning.
It's called service.
It's called service.
That is
incredible.
Excellent
service. And also he's involved in ag also. Maybe he's getting ready to barbecue for the big harvest coming up tomorrow.
Not knocked up tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Chris, yeah, well,
Chris, are you barbecuing tomorrow?
Katrinka
for the party?
About it.
Yeah. Katrinka knows all.
She seems to know.
Yes. She's the know-all.
Yeah.
She's the know-all. Thanks to Score One. ScoreOneSmoking.com.
Score One.
Also Facebook and Instagram. Okay, I want you guys to rate something on a worst.
Wait a second. What are we doing?
Who had the worst weekend? Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to give you three options.
Give us some names.
You go from the absolute worst to the least worst. Okay. Here's the three options. Mike Norvell, Florida State.
Jeez.
Billy Napier, Florida, 41-17 losers to Miami, and three, Dabo Swinney, getting destroyed by Georgia.
Norvell's number one.
I think he has to be.
Yeah, Norvell's number one.
No questions there, right?
Yeah, they're in trouble.
Well, I would say this. That I would push back on that, and I'd probably take Napier just because that loss, it's almost like, how do you save your job? Because their schedule's brutal. But they looked bad. It looked bad. So Norvell had the worst because of the two losses, but he was 13-0. He's in no hot water.
Oh, you don't think he's in hot water?
No.
Now, wait a second.
Do you think he's on the hot, like, he'd be fired?
No. I'm not saying he's going to get fired.
No.
But what if they go 3-9?
Yeah, it's going to be ugly. But my point is if
would he survive 3-9?
Absolutely. 100, ooh. Yeah.
I got to talk to Marty on that. Talk to Marty.
13-0. Yep. 13-0 last year. We'll do that. And Sweeney would be the third. It was bad, and I said I need to take that one on the chin because I thought I made a bold statement on Clemson, but it was 6-0 at half.
Picked Clemson.
It was 6-0.
It was a tight game.
6-0.
Was it 6-0?
6-0 at half.
Was it Georgia?
And defensively, they were holding up. Clemson looked great on defense. They finally just couldn't hold up as it just kept breaking down on offense so bad.
You picked against Kirby, who has won 40 straight regular season games.
I did. You know, somebody has to step outside the box a little bit.
Outside the box.
Would you take Nebraska over UTEP?
I did.
Way to go. Yeah.
Oh, I had a bad pick week. I didn't have a good pick week. We have a contest at Husker Online. I did not do good. But I would not take Clemson over Kirby. Kirby has won 40 straight regular season games. That is incredible in this day and age.
It is.
Georgia.
Cade Klubnik, the quarterback for Clemson, was.
Jake is a big fan.
18 for 29, 142 and a pick in the game.
Yeah, it was a rough.
I mean, total wise, Clemson offensively had 188 yards of offense against Georgia.
I'm serious about talking to Marty, too, about Norvell. I don't know. 3-9. I don't know if they go 3-9. I don't think that's bad.
I don't know that. I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
But I did look at their schedule. Very easily could be a losing season.
Yeah.
Because here's what I look at now. When I look at schedules, I go, I'm like, could they? Could they lose? And on their schedule, like Memphis, could they lose that? Absolutely, they could lose that. So there's a lot of games where you go, yes, yeah, they could lose that. Mm-hmm. There's some games you just go, nope, Nope, not going to happen. LSU plays Nicholls State this week. Nope, that's not going to happen. They're not going to lose that game.
Bill,
but he has a lot that they could lose.
You'd agree, I think, and Jake watched the game too. Something's not right at Florida State,
yeah.
The way they play. Yeah. Something's not right. I mean, they don't look well coached at all.
What stood out the most is what you said about, when you talked about, just when we hit on, was body language, energy. You just didn't feel it.
Bad.
I agree. From the start, and like I said, and they were bad from the start against Georgia Tech. They just happened to rally back in that game and they made a few throws and hit a few easy slant routes and stuff to be able to kind of get themselves back and going to get the game tied up. But no, you didn't watch them just go like, man, they're right there.
They're not rallying around the quarterback. Yeah. They're not doing that.
Now, sometimes
the team will do that, but no, that's not happening.
Now, Florida ran into a buzzsaw.
Miami.
Miami is a
are they a buzzsaw?
Yeah, that's a really good team. That's a really
should
good
they looking. Be the favorite to win the ACC right now, Miami?
Yes, 100. Yep. And everyone thought that until you saw it. But when you saw their roster,
they proved it.
I said they took one of the best running backs in the country. Yep. They've got him from
Martinez.
Oregon State. They went and got the number one quarterback portal person.
Cam Ward.
Number one. Now, Cam Ward has not played great all the time. He had bad moments last year. There were sometimes, remember, they were 5-7. So it wasn't like it was just, he was right there. He was should have won the Heisman. No. But now he's surrounded by so many players, which will be interesting.
Florida State's schedule, you guys mentioned that in terms of
how
difficult. They host Memphis this week. Memphis is one of the better Group of Five schools.
That'll be a very interesting scene in Tallahassee.
Do they host him this week or do they have a bye week this week?
I'm sorry. Week off. They play the 14th, correct. They play. They are off this weekend.
Oh,
they,
God, that's miserable.
They will play Memphis off a bye week next Saturday.
That screams quarterback change.
Yeah, it does.
The bye week. Because they're going to say, no, we're going to switch quarterbacks. We're going to get someone. I don't know how you have to put someone else out there. I think you just at some point in time, you have to put someone else out there.
I know. It's interesting because people say, well, you don't even know who their backup is. I don't know that I need to know who their backup is. I mean, you need some sort of change.
Florida State then will host California.
Not easy.
Not easy, but no, they're still, they'll probably win it, but not an easy game.
Then they will head to SMU.
Very difficult.
Tough.
Very
tough.
And that place will be wound up.
Yeah, right now I'd pick SMU. Even though I saw him play
on the road.
Saw him play Nevada and they weren't impressive. They didn't show up for that game, but they still have skill.
Then Florida State will host Clemson, who's also potentially scuffling at that point. They're 0-1 also. Then they will play at Duke. They'll head to Miami for probably likely loss late October. Then they host North Carolina. They go to Notre Dame. They host Charleston Southern and they end with Florida in Florida State. So there's some losses still.
Hard to find six wins there. There's 10 games left. It's hard to find six, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, if it is, I think the best they can be is 6-6.
It's a really interesting conversation because of the big picture, which is them, they're just their all out zeal to get out of the ACC because they feel they're too good for it. And now you're looking at a team that's not, they don't really have a prayer of winning the ACC now.
I think the team you're going to see that's going to, will have still a very good year will be Clemson.
You think?
They ran into the ultimate buzzsaw. I mean, that was a
big flex.
And there was still a 6-0 game at halftime. So halftime, you feel pretty good, except they couldn't move the ball an inch. So I'm sure it was like, okay, but make one play. It might be a little bit different. But in the
end, Georgia. Think about Georgia. Hey, just stop and think about something. Georgia beat Florida State 63-3 in the bowl game. Then their first game, they beat Clemson, another name brand, 34-3. Do the math there. Jimbo is an incredible coach. Incredible. Okay? Think about what they did. Not Jimbo.
Hey, huh.
I have Jimbo on my mind all the time.
What happened there?
Yeah,
what
Kirby,
just happened?
Kirby and Jimbo are very similar.
Just thinking about Jimbo.
I was thinking about Jimbo.
Yeah, Jimbo's fired.
Jimbo's going to get a job. Jimbo's going to get a job. Now Kirby, what is that? He just dismantled two name brand programs. Just dismantled them. It's amazing. That's amazing. That's not, he didn't beat two, he didn't beat Duke and... Yeah. And I don't know, Vandy.
They won their last two games.
Hey, easy on Vandy.
Listen, okay.
Vandy's not that bad.
Put it close. They won their last two games against Florida State and Clemson 100-6.
Yeah. I mean, it's incredible.
That's the combined score. 100-6.
Yeah. That's incredible. That should be celebrated. I hope their fans appreciate that. I appreciate it.
You love
it's amazing.
Kirby.
Well, yeah, and Jim.
And think, of, and think of the games coming. I mean, we looked at Georgia's schedule. It's tough. They got Texas. They got Alabama.
It's tough.
I think they have Auburn. I think they have Ole Miss, too, I believe.
Like the toughest schedule in the country. They won't get through it unscathed.
It'll be really hard to get through it. But still, they're so good up front on both sides. And remember Georgia's running back didn't play. ETN.
Is that right?
He was suspended. They didn't play him.
Jeez.
Which was, again, a great move by Kirby. Great move by him.
He knew Clemson wasn't a match. Okay.
By the way, on last night's game, Boston College, again, I told you the schedule's not hard. They're going to win 8 games this year.
Jeez.
BC's going to win 8 games.
Jeez.
I'll run through it quickly. They host Duquesne this week. Win.
Okay, that's
They're
2.
They're at Missouri. Probably a loss.
It'll be a tough one. Yeah.
And then after that, not hard. They host Michigan State. Winnable game.
Winnable. Yeah.
They host Western Kentucky. They go to Virginia. They go to Va Tech, who just lost at Vanderbilt this weekend. They host Louisville.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Tough game, but yes.
Right. They host Syracuse. They go to SMU. They host North Carolina, and they host Pitt to end.
Yeah.
I mean, they've won ranked team.
They could win 7 or 8, yeah.
8-win team, Boston College, if Castellanos stays healthy.
Yeah. Weird things that happen. The score that probably caught me the most, and I watched maybe 15 plays of it. Arizona State, Wyoming. Blew my mind.
What's the score of that one?
49-Nathan. Arizona State picked to be dead last in the Big 12.
They won 49.
They won 49. Because going into that game, most people would say, that's a pick'em game.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say that?
Yes.
Oh, it's a pick'em game.
Yeah,
Wyoming.
Tough game.
It's going to be a tough game. 49-0.
Ooh.
They just destroyed
it. Who's that quarterback?
And so
is that Leavitt?
Sam Leavitt.
Yeah.
Sam Leavitt.
From what I saw, the little bit I saw, it wasn't a ton, but I watched enough of it. I go, there's no way this is the worst team in the Pac-12. I mean, in the Big 12. No chance.
Was it Leavitt quarterbacking?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'll
get the stats.
Graham Couch of the Lansing State Journal, when Nebraska was pursuing him, said, that guy is going to be a star, Sipple. He's going to be amazing. I was like, I didn't see that. I saw him play against Nebraska. I didn't see amazing. Mm-hmm. But he said, no. He's good. That dude's good. So... Graham Couch, shout out.
Leavitt in the game was...
Yeah, what was Leavitt?
14 for 22, 258, and 2 touchdowns. Also had 8 carries for 47
yards. Ooh, that's a good game. That's efficient.
49-0 against a Wyoming team. When you look at it and go, man, that Wyoming can beat him. Wyoming can probably go down there and beat him. And it was embarrassing.
Leavitt beat out Sims. That's interesting. That's really interesting.
Jeff Sims did play in this game. Yes. He had no passes. He had 3 carries for 15 yards. That was it.
Hmm. No 49
and no fumbles, by the way. No fumbles. Yeah.
That was a shocker.
That's
a
shocker.
There were several shockers like that. We just go, that was odd.
That's a 100% shocker. 49-0.
But that always happens. You don't know what some teams are like. You just don't know until you actually get a chance to see them.
Openers.
And be able to say, okay, now that's the one thing that jumps out now. It would be on both sides. Whoever's playing now is like, okay, now it's on film. So your weaknesses get exploited. Unbelievably, if they're certain that they cannot do this very well, or they can do this, that's where sometimes you'll see a team pull an upset in the first game, and then all of a sudden they kind of fade off. Like, what happened? Now they finished 6-6, and they had that huge win early.
Bill,
And then all of a sudden it's like, no, it's on film now. Yep. And coaches are really smart.
I know.
I used to always show their picture sometimes of the offensive coordinator when I was a defensive coordinator. This is so-and-so. He makes $1.8 million a year. He doesn't run dumb plays. He knows what he's doing. They have a plan for what the run game is, what they're going to do. All these, they don't run like, I don't know, just run it. Is it going to work? I don't know. We'll see what happens. Nope, they have a very detailed plan of what's going to happen.
Yeah, no, you're in an amazingly tough profession.
I don't have a job. So my profession right now is not, I don't.
I know, I'm not talking about radio.
You couldn't wait to bring it back up.
No,
you?
I didn't you mean that. Wait. I still say you're an amazing profession. I still say it. I will continue to say it.
Well, he's going to help out today in the game show, as he does every day. Let's play the game.
We're on a two-game skid.
4-6-4-5-6-8-5.
What happened? We're 11-10.
I know. Your chance to win a business box of bagels, two bagels, Joe. We talked about Nebraska, Colorado this week. How about other week two games? Have you paid attention to the schedule upcoming?
No, haven't.
I looked a little bit, but usually I don't delve early because the game went so late into Monday and I was still going back and looking at scores and box scores. I look at so many box scores. I love box scores.
Do you know who's playing who this weekend in college football?
Okay.
464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip and Bill in trivia. Week two games in college football. Have you looked ahead to the slate beyond Nebraska, Colorado on Saturday?
I've done a little. I mean, I have a chance.
Okay. I have a very little chance here, unless I've just picked up stuff through osmosis.
Let's see how Joe feels. Joe, have you looked ahead to this weekend's games at all in college football?
I watched a couple.
No, how about this upcoming weekend's games, Joe? Have you researched yet at all?
Just Nebraska, Colorado.
Okay, that's good. Then we're all on the same page.
Okay, this should be. We'll see how this goes. This is going to overtime.
All right, Bill's a lifeline for Sip for one question as always. Joe, first question to you: what team does Illinois host this weekend?
Oh, I do know that.
I got that one too. You got it?
Yeah.
Is this for you, Joe?
Yeah, we're up 1-0.
No Google.
Let me see. Racking my brain.
Five.
Let's go with Rutgers.
Rutgers.
No. Not a bad guess.
You sure you got it?
Yeah, I got one on her. Yeah. It's a very intriguing game. I mean, it's not easy for our friend's team to go to Champaign, Kansas.
Brilliant. Last year, Kansas rolled Illinois in that game.
This will be a game. Mark it down. Be a good game.
1-0 lead. Sip, first question. What team does NC State host this weekend?
It was all over the TV yesterday. It's one of the big games this week.
This weekend.
Tennessee, NC State.
Yeah. Brilliant!
Tennessee is correct. 2-0 lead. Back to you, Joe, to stay live. Last question. What team does Oklahoma host this weekend?
Ooh, I know this.
Oklahoma.
Sooners.
Oh, let's see. They're starting first year in the SEC. let's go with... I actually think I know this. Is it Houston?
It is Houston.
Brilliant!
They do play Houston this week.
Didn't know that.
I had it... Oh, I remember, but I actually saw
now that. I might need you.
Right, hey, here we go. Bill's in play.
I'm in play.
For the win. Well, I might need you here.
Thanks, Steve. Last question. What team does Oregon host this weekend?
Don't know.
Hang on a second here. Let me think here.
I don't know that.
Oh, and I did look.
Who do they host? Who does Oregon's hosting somebody?
That's correct. You got 5 seconds.
Oh,
I need you.
I'm going to be so mad on this.
I need you.
Because I looked at it.
I need
sort of a clue.
Three. Two.
Liberty.
Is it Liberty?
No.
Joe, you got to get this to stay alive. What team is Oregon playing on Saturday?
I'm so mad about this. I know this.
I saw this, I think. Is it Boise State? Yeah.
Brilliant!
It is It just Boise hit me
right
State.
As he, right, We're on right, a two-game skid right,
right
now.
Right when he said it, hit me. I did
this
it.
So will
I
go, okay, go, I know it. This will go to Joe. You guys will go over under this. I just saw this as of a second ago, so I'm up to date on this. What is the current line for Boise State, Oregon. Oregon's a favorite by how many points right now?
Who's setting it here?
This is for Joe.
He sets it and we go over under.
Yes. The up-to-date line for Oregon. For you, Joe.
Yeah. Can you explain to me, if Oregon is favored, they are negative, right?
Yeah, just yes. They're a, how many points are they favored by?
Okay, I'm going to guess that they are favored by 14.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a good number. A
good number.
Under 14. Oh, he put out a good number.
I still think it's this.
Oh, God, really?
Still think it's
okay,
this.
We got all kinds of conflicts going on because I thought it would be under that.
You go with whoever it's your show.
Now, wait a second.
I think it's
he
over.
He said 14?
Joe says 14 for Oregon over Boise State.
Oh.
And this is as of right now,
Oregon's
the current
pretty
line.
Good.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go with Bill. I'm going to go with Bill and say, it's over 14.
Brilliant.
I put 12.
It opened at 18.5. It's now at 19.5 as of right now.
Don't
Oregon
take
over
Oregon.
Boise State.
Take Boise State in that scenario.
I would agree.
Take Boise
State.
In a rough
State. Game against Idaho. Mm. But
Georgia Southern put 45 on
That's
Boise.
True.
Did they? Okay.
They did. 45. All right.
That's Eric Chenander's defense.
Joe, yeah. Nice try. We'll get you back on the copy. Call him down the road. Tough game.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you know, it was a good game. 14 was a good number, though. We put out a good number.
He did put out a good number.
He really did.
So the losing skid's over at 2. Back on the winning trail.
12-10. 12-10. Good job, Bill. I would have missed that.
You don't want to play Oregon real bad right now. They didn't.
No.
It's not that they didn't play great, but they just didn't score. And their numbers were like triple of what.
They'll be determined.
He had 400 yards passing.
Yes.
He's like, 42 of 49. Very efficient.
It's Kirk Herbstreit's pick to win it all, Oregon.
Oregon.
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of things out there that were interesting. Did you see what Purdue did?
They shut out.
They whooped the team.
Hudson Card was.
He admit one
24 for 25 with one drop.
What drop?
It's hard. That 24
against
25
who was
on
that?
Indiana State.
Not Indiana State. State.
But my point is, it's hard
still,
to get on no. air.
Yeah.
It's on air.
Yeah.
Not even, not Skelly, on air
no.
to complete 24 or 25 is really
no,
hard.
I've seen some Nebraska quarterbacks in recent years. I had no prayer of that. Excuse me.
The spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.